Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Amplified in 1 Peter 3 talked about that. Live considerately with your wives in an intelligent recognition, honoring the woman as the weaker vessel, realizing you're joint heirs of the grace of God, in order that your prayers may not be hindered and cut off. The parenthesis says, otherwise you cannot pray effectively. If you're embroiled in strife, your prayers are going to be ineffective. So you can see a huge reason why the first thing the Lord taught us on relative to prayer and how to pray, He said, pray for people that hurt you. Pray for people that despise you and use you. Forgive them. If you miss this, there's no need going on to the next part. Right? Because even faith works by love. Right? So if you got something against somebody, you think they got something against you, before you bend a knee to pray, you better get it right. Elsewise, you can be praying in vain. Just talking. Amen. No. Forgive. Release. People hurt you, pray for them. Because if they don't change, they're going to get judged. And if you care about them, you don't want to see them get judged. I said, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing them judged. No. You do mind seeing them judged. No, I want to see them get what's coming to them. No, you don't. No, you don't. That's your flesh talking. Put your flesh down and let the love of God that shed abroad in your heart, let it come to surface and say, no, I don't want to see them go down. I don't want to see them hurt. You know, I've been in the ministry long enough now that people have talked ugly about me. And there's been some people that really just, you know, didn't do me any favors. I mean, they were either behind my back and they did some ugly stuff. And not too long after that, they're going down. They're hurting. Well, that bothers me. I don't want to see them go down. I want to see them get it right. Let's get it worked out. Let's get it fixed. Don't go down. Don't go under. Don't perish. Let's repent and let's come up. Right? Well, when you think right, then you can pray for people legitimately. Go, Lord, have mercy on them. What they don't see, show them. Enlighten their eyes of their understanding and give them another chance. Give them space to repent. Send people across their, they might not listen to me, but send somebody across their path they'll listen to. Give them an ear to hear it. Give them more time to repent and get it straight. Right? That's what he's talking about, right? We pray to love. God is love. And we pray in love. Can you say amen? Amen. And that brings you up to where we are today. The second major thing that we haven't covered, that Jesus taught about how to pray. Go to Matthew 21, just a few pages over. You're in Matthew, I think. Right on over to Matthew 21. Jesus taught in between there, you know, between 5 and 21, some of the things on prayer, but he was teaching on what to pray for. We may talk about that later as the Lord leads us. We're not talking about what to pray for per se. We're talking about what? How to pray. And Jesus is teaching us how to pray. Number one, how do you pray? That was weak. You want me to spend another hour on review? Or do we get to go on? Number one, according to Jesus, how do you pray? You pray in love, right? We pray to love, and we pray in love. You can't hold a grudge. It'll hinder your prayer. You can't be mad at folk. And the Bible says, you know, be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, right? What does that mean? Don't stay mad all day. You better have it worked out before the day's over, right? Do whatever you can do to get it straight. Folk don't realize it, but this fuming about something day after day is how the devil gets in. This meditating on how somebody hurt you and how somebody didn't come through for you and how, you know, how somebody was mean to you and this anger. that you let build up inside you, if you let it go day after day, what you do is you're yielding to the devil. You're opening up your being to him. That's how people become obsessed, and that's how people could eventually become possessed. It's dangerous stuff. I mean, understand, this rage is not of God. Remotely, none of that is of God. No. So don't let the sun go down on you fuming and mad. You release it. Even if they don't want it to be right, then you forgive them. And as much as you can, you get it straight. And you, even if you got the feelings, you may still have feelings like you want to get back at them, but you keep talking to yourself and you say, no, I have forgiven them. I don't care how I feel. I've forgiven them. They owe me nothing. They don't even owe me an explanation. They don't owe me an apology. They owe me nothing. Did you hear me? You don't have to feel like it. Just make a decision to do it and then keep saying it. Keep it in front of you. And that way your heart will be clear. And you can pray and get answers. How many want to be able to pray and get answers every day? You don't want to go even a day or two, right? Not being able to pray and get answers. No. The second major thing about how to pray, you'll see here in Matthew 21. Matthew 21 and verse 22. Matthew 21, 22. Jesus is speaking, isn't he? Does he know what he's talking about? Oh, yeah. And he said, "And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, do what? Believing you shall receive." Number two major thing how to pray is what? Believing or faith. Number one's what? Number one's not believing. Number one's love. Faith works by love. No love, faith doesn't work. So no. Number two, though, is believing. Whatever you ask for, all things. This is not just part-time, right? This is anytime. If we said all things that you pray about, what would that cover? Everything. Anytime you're praying about something. And specifically when you're asking for something. Because it's what he said, all things whatsoever you shall what? Ask. Anytime in any area that you ask for something, what should come next? Believing. For the prayer to be effective, there must be believing. Okay, you asked, but now there must be believing. Believing you shall receive. Now, Mark recorded this also. Turn over there. Do you know where it's at? Huh? Mark 11. Same situation, same teaching, but just Mark's account of it. And in Mark 11, verse 22. Mark 11, 22. Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God. For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say," now that's not pray. Right? He didn't say pray. What did he say? Say. "Whoever will say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Is this prayer? No, it is not. What is it? It's saying. Now read the next verse, verse 24. "Therefore, because of that principle and truth, I say to you, what things soever you desire when you pray." That is prayer, obviously. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Not enough just to pray for it. Not enough just to ask for it. What must you do immediately upon asking? What must you do? Believe. You must believe. Not just believe vaguely, but believe what? Believe that you receive them. Now, we could stop and do a whole teaching here if it was the leading of the Lord, differentiating between verse 23 and 24. Notice what verse 23 does not say. If you got a mountain in your way, Did God put the mountain there?
No.
You got a huge obstacle in between you and success in your business. You got a huge obstacle in between you and your child or your spouse. You got a huge obstacle in between you and your health, a mountain of sickness, a mountain of whatever, a mountain of weight, excess weight you want to get off your body, a mountain of excess debt you want to get out of your life. Did God put that weight on you?
No.
Did God put that debt in your life?
No.
No, He did not. God didn't put it there. But if you got a mountain that you want out of your life, what did He tell you to do to it?
Speak to it.
Notice what it does not say. Whosoever will pray about the mountain, oh God, make this mountain go away. Oh God, move the mountain out of my life. Oh God, please. Is that what it said?
No.
But isn't that how so many people pray? That's how they do. No. The mountain didn't come from God. You're not asking Him to give you a mountain, and He's not the one that put it there. What did He tell you to do? He told you to speak to that problem and command it to get out of your life. Right? That's not talking to God. Right? That's not prayer. People miss it and get off by begging God to make the devil stop. Did you hear me? That's not what the New Testament teaches. The Scriptures teach, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You remember that? What's the understood subject?
You.
Who's the under? You. Resist the devil and he will flee from
you
when you resist it. Is that begging God to make the devil leave you alone?
No.
See, no, that's not in there. Right?
Yes.
You see where people are missing it. They're begging God to make the mountain go away. Begging God, please make the devil stop. Please, no, He told you to speak against it. That's not prayer. That's exercising authority in the name of Jesus. And if the Lord will allow sometime, I'd like to just camp for about 6 months on righteousness and authority. Oh my. Believers are supposed to live lives of victory, ruling and reigning like a king. Why? We've been given authority. But the Lord's not using that authority for you. He gave it to you for you and I to use. So if a big, ugly mountain is hindering us, what do we do? You look that thing in the eye and you say, sickness, diabetes, cancer, die. Get out of my body. That's not prayer. But see, so many folk are not doing that. Is it scriptural to do?
Yes.
Did Jesus tell us what to do about mountainous problems in our life?
Yes.
Well, see, why are millions of Christians not doing it though? They're still begging God. No.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.